COVID-19 liability waivers. Most people really hadn't thought about them until those who were attending the President Trump rally in Tulsa recently were called upon to electronically sign them. So what does a waiver have to be as far as content and wording in order to truly protect a business or a workplace? Because when you think about it, businesses still have an obligation to protect their customers, for example, by following the rules of the state or county, putting in sanitation measures, putting those in place, even if it requires customers to sign a liability waiver. Contract attorney I saw said that the liability waiver is a way to de-risk the situation, but it is, and he called it, it's not a Captain America's shield. The business still has the obligation to protect their customers. Now, just because you sign a waiver, it doesn't mean a business would be immune, no pun intended, if there was a COVID-19 outbreak. It could be traced back to one specific restaurant, for example. If the customers can prove what's considered to be gross negligence, like the servers weren't wearing face masks, there's no hand sanitizer, for example, waiver may not do much good if challenged in court. If the restaurant took all the necessary precautions and the document, the waiver, was specific and worded properly, then in that case, that restaurant may be waived of liability. We think. Well, because there haven't been any examples anyone can truly point to. So it's going to be interesting because this is, as they like to say, in the legal profession, uncharted territory. The courts have never ruled on this before. Obviously, the wording in the waivers, that's going to be extremely important, especially in California, one would assume. The language that's used in the waivers needs to be really specific about the virus and the circumstances. Lawyers say that the waiver has to be really easily understandable to anyone, and has to have highly readable text. In other words, no small fine print. And for you as a customer, for example, someone wants you to sign a waiver, you should ask them everything that they're doing to protect your health and safety, because you've got that right to ask the questions. It's your money that you're offering to spend in a facility, in a retail location, a restaurant. So if you have a question or concern, certainly express it. Mentioned this as uncharted territory. As of mid-May, last time anyone took count, there had been only 45 COVID-related personal injury or death cases filed. Most of those related to things that were happening on the cruise ships. Remember those happy times. As a summary, and according to most contract lawyers, as with any liability waiver, just read them carefully before you sign them. Bottom line is that you as a consumer would expect to see them and have to sign them. But if you read it, it's super complicated. You feel like you need a lawyer to fully understand it. That's not really a positive sign, is it? You can always just turn around, leave, and go somewhere else.